In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what will happen to our world now that the Hadron Collider has been activated. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the members of the National Association of Realtors, working on behalf of America's residential and commercial property owners on the web at Realtor.com, the Music Performance Fund, striving to enrich lives by sponsoring thousands of public concerts in the United States, schedules at MusicPF.org, and to the Annenberg Foundation, advancing public well-being through improved communication on the web at AnnenbergFoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Ann Cadigan. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our technical director is Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Lorna White, Lester Larchick, and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac and Jewel Dulce at Chase Bank. BJ Litterman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced this week by Emily Ecton with Dan Pashman. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, how is the Hadron Collider going to change the world now that they flicked it on? Paul Prevenza.
It will create yet another black hole into which we will be sucked forever with no exit strategy.
Amy Dickinson.
The particles will become celebrities. Michael Phelps will race them. Lindsay Lohan will date them. And everyone else will want to be their friend.
Roy Blunt Jr.
We will know all about the material universe. It will be there. We'll know where all the little charts and quarks fit together. We'll have the model of it. It'll be so. This will affect relationships, because never again, when one person says, "What's the matter?" will the other person be able to say, "Oh, nothing."
Well, if the Hadron Collider does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Paul Prevenza, Amy Dickinson, and Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to our audience here at the Chase Bank Auditorium. You're great. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.